This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Much of our early planted corn is moving along quickly, and a fair share of it is between the blister to soft dough stage, or around R1 to R4. This means we are just a few weeks away from black layer or full maturity. So now is a good time to talk about corn ear rots. In total, there are a lot of them, and it can be hard to tell the difference. The most common one, Diploidia ear rot, is favored by humid and wet weather as silking and for a couple of weeks afterwards, which is exactly the sort of weather we had this year. The past 3 weeks have been fairly frequent rainfall events, and humidity has not been below 70%. This ear rot is characterized by white fungus growing between the kernels and starting from the base of the ear. It can often completely overtake the inner kernels and turn the entire ear a grayish brown. This fungus tends to be worse in no-till or continuous cornfields. Fortunately, this rot is not associated with any mycotoxin, but it does reduce grain quality. However, the two similar ear rot funguses, Fusarium and Gibberellia, can create potentially harmful mycotoxins, both of which are favored by human conditions but occur in all types of weather. Insects creating holes within the ear are common vectors for the diseases. The mycotoxins, specifically vomitoxin, has a threshold of 1 part per million for human consumption. But since most of the US corn is for animal, thresholds are often between 5 to 30 parts per million. Swine and horses are very sensitive to vomitoxin, while cattle and sheep are more resistant. The two ear rots look very different though. Gibberellia looks more like Diploidia, but is more common towards the ear tip. Fusarium creates fully infected white or pink kernels randomly throughout the ear. It is important to note that Gibberellia and Fusarium don't always create those vomitoxins, but they are capable of it. For the colorful funguses, we have Penicillium, Trichodermia, and Aspergillus. However, the three are fairly different from one another. Trichodermia is often associated with kernels sprouting in the ear. Penicillium is a bright blue-green, often on the ear tip. Aspergillus is different from all the others in that it is more common in dry years after pollination. Therefore, we are likely to see less of this ear rot this year. Aspergillus is also capable of creating the mycotoxin known as aflatoxin, which is toxic and carcinogenic. Nearly all of these ear rots can continue to grow in a bin of high moisture problems. Penicillium is especially problematic. Corn stored for long term needs to be dried below a 13% moisture. So yes, there are a lot of various ear rots, but for some, it is important to know the difference. Diploidia is common, especially years like this one, but will only decrease grain quality. Fusarium and Aspergillus, on the other hand, can create mycotoxins that can lead to serious price stoppages or livestock feeding issues. If you have found ear rots in your cornfield and need them identified, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.